Number 15. When we perform an experiment, we perform it because we do not know what the result will be. If we knew in advance, we would not bother. There must be two or several or a large number of possibilities. We may expect one of several outcomes, or we may not know at all what to expect. In order for the experiment, whatever its purpose, to be considered a test of some theory, the outcome must make a difference. If the experiment has one result, we must be led to a greater degree of confidence in our theory. If it has another result, we must be led to a greater degree of doubt. If the degree of our belief remains unaffected by the result, the experiment cannot be said to have been a test, although it may have been valuable or interesting for other reasons.